All right, recording's active. Let me go ahead and just type in office hours. We're live, and then we'll get going. Okay, so as we had no form up there, we'll go straight into questions with Specs' question. So Specs asks, the VRIK component is very useful to know for avatar setup, but it doesn't seem well covered or for how important it is. It helped me debug a friend's bone assignments this weekend. Sorry to discover the shorter role settings that have been very useful in adjusting shorter bone behavior for us. I'm sure it would be a lot of work, but a detailed overview of this component may be extremely useful to experienced users. Is there any chance we get a privacy on the topic? Maybe. The problem with the VRIK and the VRIK avatar components is that they have so many properties that I just don't know what they do. I know what like 5 of them do, but the rest of them I'm just not sure. There's a lot of numbers there, a lot of like sliders, a lot of random fields that don't seem to make sense, but they have lots of power in them. I did drop some content into the tutorials channel. I'm calling them pointers because they're just like stuff I make in like 1 minute, not produced at all. But I was showing someone how to do custom walk animations with that and a few other things there, and it was just like, I don't know how half this component works, but if you mess with these numbers, you're going to get a different result. So in the future, sure. Not quite sure when. I actually just need to go ahead and figure out a description for each of those properties, even if it means I take Fruks out for some fruit, and I'm just like, all right, Fruks, we've got 400 fields to go, Fruks. Let's do it. What does blah, 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 blah do? However, there is one field which is really useful, which is arm length multiplier. I think that's in IK Avatar, I'm not quite sure. It's in one of the two. Arm length multiplier will let you make your arms longer or shorter. I kept doing that for new users last week. Someone said, how am I going to remember this, if I need to change my arms later? And I said, you could remember it by the name I remember it internally, which is arm length My Little Pony, and then you'll never forget it. So remember, if your arms need to be shorter or longer, adjust your arm length, My Little Pony. But that's just me. Moving forwards, we didn't do any of that. Good call, Mr. Easton. So for anyone who's new here or isn't familiar with office hours or hasn't seen them before, I sit here and I answer questions and I inevitably start ranting about various objects or stories or experiences in life, but I'm meant to be answering Nia's questions. If you have any questions, please drop them in the office hours text chat. That is it used to be 2 above the one that you're currently looking at for community meetings, but now it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's 5 above the one that you're currently in because we added some extra voice chat channels just to spread out the load from the oncoming people. So if you have questions about Neos, drop them into the office hours text chat. I'll get to them as soon as I can. Keep them coming and we'll keep answering them. Let's go ahead and move on to the next question here. So Alex from Alaska says, made a thing interesting in Neos lately. Yeah, you can actually find it. I think it's in the full dive. Neos discussions and questions and help kind of just blur into my brain sometimes. And I need to remember which one I actually posted it in. I'll drop it down to, here we go. Let me see if I can just copy these holistically down. Where are we? Office hours. Paste. Ah, yes, a blank thing pasting. I'll just upload them again from my actual computer. We were looking at doing more. I'm doing a lot of science and sciencey stuff with a user by the name of SHFR, and we were doing science involving eye exams, and so we had to come up with an anchor that forcibly put your head in a head restraint, which is not something anyone would probably do, but it's something that we were doing for a particular goal. You can see that sphere there is me positioning a avatar pose filter so I can get the head in the right spot so it looks convincing. It is fun. You never quite know what you're going to do. Everyone else is like, let's make a game, let's make a world. And those are fantastic. Please keep making them. When it comes to science, we're just like, what? You need what? You sure? Okay. Ozzy asks, what was your funniest unique encounter of a user so far? So, I always get weirded out by the people who don't realize that yes, I am the YouTube person. It happens a lot. They're like, you're the guy I watched YouTube videos on. I'm like, yep, that's me. And they're like, thanks for the videos. And I'm like, yep, thank you for watching them. It's very simple. If you watch them, fantastic. If they help you, fantastic. If they don't help you, also fantastic. I don't mind. So it's always good to see those people. The funny or unique encounters usually occur when I'll suddenly go into parent or teacher mode. And I'll be like, hey, we don't do that here. So I was in a world, this is actually just before the VR chat, like big boom over here due to all that stuff. And a kid came in, they sounded quite young, and they walked up to an uninhabited avatar and started bullying it. You know, they're insulting it, swearing at it, etc. And I walked over there, I'm like, hey, we don't do that here, we're nice here. And, you know, the kid persisted for a little bit, and eventually they stopped, because I wouldn't let them do it. I was like, hey, we don't do that here. I wouldn't argue with them. I was just like, hey, we just don't do that here. Eventually they got the picture, and they apologized to the uninhabited avatar that no one was wearing. They're like, sorry, I was mean or whatever. And that was fun. Alrighty, scrolling down. All right, Shy River says, can public avatars be fully exported from NEOS? No, you cannot export any type of avatar from NEOS currently, and that's because the moment you bring a skinned mesh, which is what an avatar is, into NEOS, it gets, garbled is the wrong word, it gets translated into NEOS format, which is not currently exportable. That might change in the future, but right now, nope.
Go ahead, turn off this AC, we'll have less brrr noises. Let's move on to the next question here from unnamed Cyborg Cat. How exactly does the nitty gritty of avatar creation work? Like, yeah, there's a thing you put on the head and hands and stuff, but what about where your eyes are, or how to calibrate how big you are in comparison to the avatar itself? How does it all work? That depends exactly on what you want. You have a couple of questions there, which are sort of hidden behind that larger question, like how does the avatar system work? It's very, 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 very complicated. But for where the eyes are, that is usually determined by, we try and figure out if we can find the eyes. If we see a bone called right eye, left eye, hey, that's an eye bone. How big you are in comparison to the avatar itself is controlled by a height compensation field on the avatar. That'll be under VRIK or VRIK avatar. Please, for the love of God and everything that has ever been ever said to anyone on the planet, both in VRChat and on NEOS, in the settings, there is a height setting. You set it to your real-world height, or I will personally come and send you angry cat gifs. And the reason is because we get a lot of people changing the height setting so that they can change how big they are in comparison to the avatar. Completely wrong way of doing it. There's height compensation, which will map how tall the avatar is compared to your real-world height. And then there's also the default user scale component, which allows you to be small should you want to be small. Also allows you to be big, although I don't know anyone that does that. But default user scale is how you become sort of smaller than you want to be. Do not set your height to anything other than your real world height. Otherwise, I will send you angry cat gifs. You quite clearly, like, it says put in your height, and everyone's like, well, if I put in a smaller height, my avatar looks better. And I'm like, well, to use the appropriate tools for the job, please, please. Aaron doesn't know their real height. You get a ruler and you figure it out. Moving forwards, Nagi asks, will there be Unity package support eventually? That is a difficult answer, because what I want you to remember is that we aren't Unity. We are right now, but we're aiming to not be Unity. Now, a Unity package is essentially just like a zip archive with a bunch of like crap on top of it. And so me personally, even before I knew what NEOS was, I got really annoyed at Unity packages. It seems like a really inefficient way to submit avatars across. Like, I don't understand. Like, it just the problem, the largest problem with Unity packages being, A, hey, it's a format that we don't really own, and then B, the materials. We can't map one-to-one the materials, so it doesn't really work. The best thing that we can do currently, I know that there's some mods out there that do it, but, like, you know, the best thing that we as NEOS could do is scan through that Unity package, find the assets, and dump them into a world for you, which is, I believe, what the mod does. It's just not that simple, right? We're not Unity, and so that needs to be respected by our users. We, of course, can make the avatar setup process more easier, more better, more intuitive and stuff like that. But I don't think we're going to get to the point where it is like a VRChat import. It actually probably diverge further and further away from what a VRChat import is, whilst also still being easier. And that might lead to oddities that haven't been foreseen. But the best way to look at that is, hey, if you had started making avatars with NEOS and not VRChat, you'd probably be saying the other way around. You'd be like, whoa, you know, VRChat doesn't just take my FBX file and make it into an avatar. So I guess in summary, an easier process, yes, specifically Unity packages, possibly, but also possibly not. You really, I guess, need to ask more questions there. Like, why don't you have your files not in Unity? That's another interesting and unique experience with new users is when I'm helping them import their avatar and they manage to find the FBX for their, you know, their avatar's like being the flesh and the skin, the armature, etc. They bring it in and I'm like, great, now import your textures. And they're like, I don't know where those are. And I give them instructions and it always goes fun. I've had someone manage to import the FBX and then 2 hours later, they're still trying to find their textures. It's I don't know. I don't understand sometimes why like finding files on your computer is difficult. Like I see people with them, like my downloads folder is full of like thousands of items. Just clean it up. If you're watching a film, clean it up. If you're watching some TV, clean it up. You'll have a lot better time. Let's go ahead and move down into more and more questions. Boop, 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 boop. All right, here we are. Slide swap region. What does the slide slot? What does the slide swap region component do under UIX utility? Is there any there isn't any documentation on the wiki. I don't know. I do have the code base open, so I can just have a quick look. Based on what I'm reading here, it isn't usable by you guys. Find all references. Let's see if there's a way that does it. Okay, yeah. So the login dialog uses it, and the file browser uses it. For similar functionality, you probably want, what's it called? As a component that I'm thinking of, Axis Multi-Viewport Panner would be exactly the same as Slide Swap Region. It's in UIX utility. Axis Multi-Viewport Panel will do identical things to Slide Swap Region based on my current reading of it. Fenrir, who asks, what's your current thoughts on the rise of the player base in the game compared to before? I don't really have any thoughts about it. It's great to see you all. I love that all of you are trying Neos, but you know, it's for us a lot, it's just sort of like, hey, welcome, try us out. We're a lot busier, I guess, but like, I don't know. It's a strange question. If you can elaborate on that question or ask in the area that you're asking for, that'd be great. Kind of struggle with generic questions sometimes. Toasty My Roasty, amazing username here. They ask, are there any new worlds, places you recommend new players should see, visit to experience Neos's unique features? I want everyone to see like all of the sort of the spectrum, right? So I want you to see a game world, try Abandonware, NCR the Heist, Cabin of the Seasons, even Froppy's, I can't remember Froppy's entry name, something dark something. I don't know. It's really, really good, though. I've just forgotten its name. Those are games. Try some social worlds. Yep, we do have Rim of the Rain. We also do have Midnight Rooftop. But we do have ones that VRChat doesn't have. 72 Groove Lake, Hole in the Wall, one of my favorites. Various other ones there that I'm not going to be able to remember by name. If I didn't mention your world, don't be sad. It just like there are thousands of worlds, I need to get to them, so make sure you take a look at those social worlds. Make sure you also take a look at sort of experiential worlds as well. Go Touch Grass is kind of like a game but more like an experience, right? If it was on Steam, it would probably be tagged Walking Simulator. Just like see what there is to offer. I see so many people treat this game as like Garry's Mod, you know, they'll just load into like in some cases literally a Garry's Mod map. And then they'll just spawn guns all day. Like that isn't in my view what Neos is for. Like all the gadgets are great, but like I don't know, it's like a year or two ago, I just stopped saving cool stuff, right? I don't need the latest gun someone shows me in their world. I don't need the latest like weird thing that I've seen. I know where like loads of them are in public folders, but like I don't feel the need to whip out a gun and start shooting people like it is Garry's Mod. So do make sure that you're seeing all of the stuff that we've got to offer. Neos the Universe is another good suggestion, as is Gas Station that Matty mentions. Neos Festa 4 is amazing. It's just started. I know that content is being released for Neos Festa 4 as it continues to come out, so do keep an eye on that one. The weird thing with Neos Festa 4 is like it is identical in some aspects to the previous Neos Festas, but it feels great because they've managed to make like an art browsing, like, or a booth browsing sort of system that feels fun. You ride on this skyship and, you know, it takes you between the booths. It's really like a novel way of also hiding that loading bar. So that's cool. Moving forwards to Pyroshade, who says, I had noticed while bringing an FBX drag from Unity Project window that the newest importing mentioned something about converting a scene. Now, I haven't tried this yet, but what happens if I dragged in a scene or objects from a scene hierarchy? You can't do that. We don't support any Unity files. Like, doesn't work. When it says converting the scene, it means it's looking at the FBX, because, like, although for avatars you don't usually see it, for like a level that's an FBX you would, like, it is a scene, right? That's what an FBX is. It's a whole scene. What converting scene means is it's like, well, what's in the scene? So Neos knows enough about avatar imports to understand that it should ignore cameras and lights that you import, especially if it's an avatar. You're like, I don't need those. And then it converts that into something that makes sense to it. That's all it means. It's not like, we don't support scenes from Unity. Alex says, when there'll be tutorial on delegates, you'd have to be more specific there. Delegates aren't something you should usually be playing with. If you have any particular questions about where you might be wanting to use them or how you might want to be using them, let me know. You don't really need them. Lou says, new user from VRChat, is the way to dynamically change avatar parts? Absolutely there is. You said RGB cycling. I have a video I'm going to link in the video description about a rainbow shader. I call it shader just for search terms. It's a material that is targeted using logics, and you can basically do triple, quadruple, like quintuple, 10 times the stuff I show in this video just by iterating over the properties of a material. And that's something which I really wish more newer players would understand as well, is that, like, yes, our material options are limited, but all of our materials are dynamic and live updating on as many of the places as we can, right? You want to change the color, you can do it live. You want to change the color 50 times a second to your favorite color of sandwich, done. If you're talking more about, like, changing parts as in, like, hats, scarves, bracelets, jackets, then yeah, again, like, that's totally fine. You can use snappers for that, context menus for that, checkboxes for that, cloud variant. There's so much stuff there. Like, again, here's a video where I put on a hat and bracelet, and I'll show you how I do that. Because, like, what Unity does, and sort of by extension VRChat, right, is it when you hit play or when you hit compile, it, like, freezes everything that exists in place and doesn't let you change it. Like, sure, if you've got code in your Unity game that says, like, hey, the hat changes, that's great. But that's code that has to be sort of pre-thought out ahead of time. Whereas what we've done is we've said, like, hey, we don't know if you're going to wear a hat, but we'll allow you to wear a hat. Like, you don't need to pre-think of it. Like, anything you can think of, you can probably do. Moving forwards with questions, Aaron says, my work in progress folder is getting too big. Any suggestions on how to start finishing my projects? Stop giving up. Stop giving up. That would be my suggestion for Mr. Aaron. I see them, like, they're like, I'm tired, and then they delete it, and it's like, well, go back to it. Fenrir has elaborated on the question. Thank you. They've said, like, did you ever think you would suddenly get a blow up of people? Or do you feel prepared to get so many people or not? Or are you just going with the flow without really a plan? There is a plan, and the plan is spearheaded by both of our fantastic volunteer teams. So we over-provisioned, and I knew why we were doing that, but we over-provisioned our mentor team, and in some regards our moderator team, such that we could handle the load. So we got a bunch of mentors on. In fact, mentor applications have, like, been open and closed a little bit, but they've just been, like, wide open recently. And a lot of times the mentors were not doing anything, right? But, like, we only needed, like, two or three to help out at, like, certain busy periods during our regular play. But we've had this big rush, and the mentors have just gone, like, yep, we'll help out. And then there's been 10, 20, 40, 50 mentors flooding in to try and help you guys out. And that's great to see. And the reason why that worked is because we had over-provisioned that volunteer team. If you're interested in becoming a mentor, do check out the wiki, wiki.neos.com/mentors will get you information on how to be a mentor there. One quick note to know that if you're here, you do not need to be a mentor to help people. And if a mentor appears and you are helping someone, you should continue helping them. Don't yield to a mentor because you feel that they are more qualified or that it's more correct that they help people. Mentor is just someone who wants to go through that process and have the green badge to be recognized as someone who can help. You can help without being a mentor. And as for mentors, if you go into a world and someone is helping, read the room and maybe don't take over. I've heard a lot of feedback about that recently, and it bothers me that we keep hearing that feedback, so do keep that in mind. Our servers were less prepared than we realized, which is a shame, but that's the way it is sometimes. Most of our stuff can scale quite dynamically, but sometimes there's, like, an upper or lower limit on that. So you can think of it like you know, a dial on like a stereo or something, right? We can turn it up by like 2 points, but suddenly it was like, hey, we need to go to like, we need to go to 11. We need to go to 11 on these dials. Anyone that gets this reference, you're amazing. We need to go 11 on these dials. And it's like, cool. We had to remove like a couple of blocks there to allow it to go to 11. Moving onwards to additional questions we have from Olaf, who says, is there a way to have an avatar return to T-pose to more easily add things on like hats or clothing and either the character avatar changes pose? Yes. Go inside, inspect the root of the avatar. It's VRIK or VRIK avatar. I just can't remember the difference between those two. The reason is they're just really big components that are on top of each other. They're always on the same slot, and I can't. One of them will have IK position weight. Drag that down to zero, and your avatar will T-pose. Just making sure I haven't missed any questions before I scroll down. Scrolling down. Matty says that the mentor team was not prepared for the exponential growth. I think you were more prepared than if you'd like said, yo, we only have like, we're only allowing 5 mentors this year. Like you were basically like, anyone can apply. Turk says, hey, don't forget the community members. They did a lot as well. I did not mean to say that they didn't. In fact, I made a particular call out to Hal. If you're not a mentor, you don't need to be one. If you want to help, like anyone can help. I've seen crazy amounts of help going on. I have a really weird way of doing it. Anyone that saw me drop into your MTC, if there was a user there that had more than 5 badges, I'm like, are you helping these guys out? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, I'll leave you to it. If you've got any questions, let me know. And I'll just instantly disconnect. Like, I don't want to crowd them. Like, if they're helping someone out, just disconnect. Moving onwards, Foxbox says, I had a session open to help new users and they filled my session. It was just me and 9 other new users asking for my help. It wasn't too bad because they goofed off in the background and waited their turn. Yeah, I also had that. I was in a world of like 6 people, and by the time I got to the last person who wanted an avatar set up, it was 5 a.m. I did all their materials and texturing, and they sort of timidly asked about dynamic bones, and I just went, tomorrow, please, tomorrow. That's another thing for the mentors out there and for the community members that are helping out. You guys can go to bed. It's not a job. There are no minimum hours. There's no maximum hours either. Work will fill the available space and the available time that exists in the day. So stop. Don't play Neos for the entire 24 hours that you're awake or exist on the planet. I hope you're not awake for the entire 24 hours. You know what I mean? It's like, go play, I don't know, Hello Kitty Online Adventure instead of Neos for a bit and chill out. Get some water in you and then chill out. Moving forwards, we have Jelly Gecko, hello, who says, I'm in the process of creating an avatar who's capable of shapeshifting. In this case, shapeshifting implies going from a character to a monstrous form. I've also been interested in, oh, kitting. I thought it said knitting, and then I thought it said kiting. Kitting out the human character with different outfits in addition to his default getup. Obviously, there's a lot of data to be dealing with, though. Can the idea of an avatar be broken up into different files that components be loaded as needed? Not dynamically, but in some regards, yes. So just as you might have a hat that can be snapped on, if you do it correctly, and Matty, if you're still in chat, they have a good example. You can do like snappable clothing, snappable outfits, snappable systems, and all sorts of stuff like that, which means you just load it from the inventory. I do have actually a note on that one, but I'll leave that until we run out of questions because I didn't do it at the start because I was running late. So yes, moving forwards. Olaf says, is this office hours audio getting recorded? Yes, everything gets recorded. Sometimes I do get forgetful in uploading it, but like there is a recording and it will be on sounder.fm as soon as I can get it there. Yes. There is, before I started using Sounder, I did text-based notes. Those just got like really unwieldy. If you'd like to see more text-based notes, you're more than welcome to transcribe the recordings. There is an automatic transcription feature, which I'm working with Sounder on improving because right now it lags out my computer. Let's move on to Pyroshade. Why is that green tick not as green today? Like, do I have a colorblind filter or something? I'm very confused. Anyway, Pyroshade says, something that's been on my mind is level building in respect to custom geometry. While Blender is a fantastic tool, I can't help imagine there's liable to be in-game tools someone has likely created for creating geometry on the fly. Do you have any tools for this and what you recommend? There's two types of like buildings or geometry that you'd likely need to create for a world. One of them would be terrain. So we're talking like grass, hills, etc., stuff like that. And then the other one would be buildings, you know, a house, a warehouse, a hut, a shed, a bridge, or whatever. For terrain, there are some terrain editors. The problem with those is that they are usually not as flexible as mainstream terrain editors that you might find are. but you can still go ahead and get away with them. The terrain editor that I'm thinking of was an MMC entry, so you should be able to find it just by searching for terrain editor. It lets you edit terrain in-game. UV editing is another problem you might have with editing terrain in-game. As for buildings, the builder tip by Gehepe, which is one of the members of our Fantastic Nears community, is what I would recommend. I don't have a link to it or a tutorial for it, so it might be a little bit difficult to find. But if you go to Essential Tools, JP Tools, it should be somewhere in there. Look for Gehepe's builder tip. It allows you to snap stuff together on a grid, have all sorts of parts, have custom parts. It's really good, really quick. If I can remember where it is, I've been trying to find it for a couple of days, haven't managed to find it. There is a video, I think, by Gehepe, which is like, here's me building a house in 45 minutes, and they just use the builder tip and make a whole house. It's crazy. Matty says, I've threatened a public ban on mentor leads before overworking. Yeah, rest. Mentors, community members, moderators, rest. It can wait. Alex says that they're using green tick rather than white check mark, which is why I'm not crazy. Excellent, thank you. I don't know where, like, I don't know how to get Gehepe's tool other than like just browsing through my folders, which of course I can do whilst we wait for a few more questions. So I'm just gonna go ahead and do that. Let me just make sure I'm not missing any questions. Is it even in this folder these days? Grab body, node pack, CD player, gimbal. No, it's not. Okay, so their folder isn't in there. I'll have to find that in the public folder listing then. Gehepe's items. Okay, yeah, I got it. Just get a link there for you. There you go. If you paste that in the game, you'll get Gehepe's public folder, Gehepe's items. Inside that folder, you will find a folder called Tooltip. Go inside there, and you will see a bunch of tips. Look for the builder tip 1.1, and then it's there. Unfortunately, I have no guide on how to use it. If someone else would like to make one of those, fantastic. Great. But I haven't actually managed to like make a guide for how to use it yet. Mostly because I'm like not quite sure, but I know it's really cool. I know a lot of people have a great time with it. Mello has a question which says, I really apologize if this discussed already. If it was discussed already, it's totally fine. I would answer it anyway. You just keep asking questions and don't worry about what the question is. I will answer it all day if I need to. They say, is there a plan to implement client-side filters for other people's avatars depending on how optimized they are? Not currently. Our approach there would probably be, what can we remove from your cognitive load? And what I mean by that is, I'm always looking for stuff I can remove from your mental load. Not because I don't think anyone can do it, but just because, like, hey, it's a game, it's a platform, we should make things easy wherever we can for our users. So if there is a performance problem with a particular avatar, we'd like to see what we can do to edit that, to make that better. So an example there being, hey, let's actually start with user-to-user blocking, which we don't have currently and we need, before we go on to any sort of performance-based stuff. Bean M Chocolate, that's kind of difficult to phrase there. They said that they've got something weird attached to them. If you're worried about what you've got attached to you, parented to you, or like what's going on, best result is to leave the world and rejoin or respawn or change avatar. It should go away. If it doesn't, that may be something malicious, in which case please open a report at moderation.neos.com for us to take a look. From the pictures, it appears to be a multi-tool that you've somehow equipped. You can just de-equip that tool and it should go away. Respawning is the best way to like get that sorted. Jelly, yeah, I'm not sure if we have like a cross communication there. Like, I'm not saying you could split them into separate avatars, and ultimately that's what I would probably advise. But if you wanted a jacket, a hat, I don't know, whatever, that you could attach to the avatar, there are ways to do that, as linked in Matty's post above. I have a hat, which I don't ever wear, but sometimes can if I want to wear, for example. Moving forwards to more questions. So RoboMan410, hello. What are some of the top games activities the community has made? I don't like doing that because like I would have to then choose my favorites, and that's wrong. Do remember that the world browser has a games selection, and you can go ahead and click that, and then you'll see a bunch of stuff there. At the top of my head, thinking about things, if you want to go see like crazy stuff, this isn't good, this isn't bad, this is just crazy stuff from memory, go take a look at HNL Ironworks. That lets you smith weapons. Neos Fishing lets you fish. Aerial Guardian MMC feels like a whole game, really. Like it needs some more polish before I would, you know, be okay of like launching it on Steam or anything. But like it's a good game. There is lots there. And please build more as well. If you have an idea for a game, just go ahead and build it. If you need help, ask us. All right, let's move on to question. Olaf says, how would you make an emitter of some sorts that spawns a random model plus texture from a list of models that move, rotate said spawned model on a path from A to B, and how to make the model get despawned once it reaches its destination? There's a component called Random Object Spawner. It's a target for one of my next tutorials because I saw some people discussing it earlier today and they didn't know how to use it, so they didn't use it. It's quite cool. You should probably use that. And if you want to go from point A to point B, you could use a skin mesh render, what am I talking about? A line transform, axis panner, or the tween node to move that. As for despawning it, there is a logic node called delete destroy slot, which will destroy the slot and anything underneath it. So your approximate plan would be spawn the thingy, move it using tween, axis panner, line transform, even a lerp would do it actually, and then destroy it with destroy slot. Moving forwards, if you have any specific questions about that particular setup, do let me know, because I can just give you like a bunch of videos, basically. There's a video I made on reciprocal motion, which means back and forth, like that should apply to sort of one direction as well if you just take off half of it. Hack13 asks, what is the two emergency respawn disconnect gestures? I get them mixed up and I want to make sure I remember which combos of buttons will make my head do what. Go look at the basic controls page on the wiki because I always forget them too and therefore don't use them. But basic controls should have a list and remind you which one's which, etc. Okay, let's continue. Aaron says, this is a moderation question, but I'm never here for these office hours things. Are you informed about the outcome of the moderation to get you far? For example, you're hassed by something and then decided to stay away from public wells while it's being taken care of. You are notified when we receive a ticket. Some people say that is like a robot thing, like that's not actually a person. Yes, it is automated in some aspects, but it's like we've received it, we're processing it. You'll also get various messages. Sometimes we ask for more information. If we ask you for more information, please provide it. And you'll also get a sort of ticket closed. I don't remember the exact phrasing of that, but to sort of back that up, we're never going to tell you what we did. And the reason behind that is because it just leads to drama, right? So it's you're never going to get, like, say you put in a ticket, which is like, yo, I'm being harassed by Aaron. You're never going to get a response, which is, hi, yeah, we banned Aaron for the rest of their life from Neos. You're not going to get that. Like, you'll get like, hey, moderation has taken appropriate action, or moderation has reviewed this and taken appropriate action, or something like that. That isn't because like we're hiding it from you. It prevents all sorts of like weird cases where people yell at each other. People are strange when it comes to moderation. Moving forwards, let's take a look. So that asks, is there any documentation for network sync? Because I'm struggling a lot with my current game that needs a lot of sync. Do you mean like the sync progress thing, like syncing 5 items at the top, etc.? Because like I've noticed that being a problem in users, but I don't know why. I have been playing the game for many, many years and I've never had a sync issue. The usual ways to like avoid having sync issues are to make sure that your hard drive space is not going to fill up, and also that your cloud space is not going to fill up, and also that you are only saving the stuff that you need. I see people that are pack ratting stuff away and it's like, please stop saving that. Like, do you need the 5,000 weapons that you're saving? Please? No? Okay, Soldat has clarified network sync between players. That is largely dependent on where you are located and where those players are located and how fast your internet is. So we do have a way of going between players. It's called our relay. But if that relay isn't used, then you're either using Steam sockets or using a direct connection to that person's computer. And so if you are in Australia and they're in America, then you'll have less of an ability to sync between players. If you connect to the same country, you'll have better stuff there. Yeah, Big Red Wolfie is one of our Australian players. We have quite a few, and they're just like, they've just learnt to cope with it sometimes. It depends what's going on as well. It depends how many people are in the world. If like a world gets busy, you'll have more and more sync issues. Jumping down to where Easton says Prime doesn't have sync issues, that isn't what I was saying. What I was saying is like I gave people advice about how to avoid it. On the topic of sync issues, there is something I need to say, which is stop, again, for the love of everything, stop deleting your local NEOS database. You can delete your cache, that's fine. Just stop deleting the local NEOS database unless support or something you read tells you to. What I see a lot is people going like, X or Y didn't work, so I, you know, reinstalled my entire computer and I rebuilt the building I live in and I deleted everything and I sold all my worldly possessions and I moved into the mountains and it still doesn't work. And it's like, well, like the fix for that wasn't any of that. So make sure it's clear that you have gone through prior debug steps to do it. There are some sections on the frequently asked questions that do cover that. Those do need to be better. We just need to write some better ones there. So jumping back up, now we're away from... actually, Electronus says deleting your database can make issues worse. Correct, it can. In computing, there's like a few ways to solve a problem. There's fix the problem, which means, hey, it doesn't reoccur and you learned something. There is delete the problem. That's usually where you reinstall a game, you reinstall your computer, or even when you reboot your computer. When you reboot your computer, you're just flushing all the bits back down to zero. Not, of course, on the, you know, the hard drive storage, but like all of the bits in your CPU, all of the bits in your memory is just like flushed back to zero. And so the problem just gets deleted. It doesn't get fixed. Or you can ignore the problem. So your choices are fix, delete, or ignore. And I never want to do the delete. I frequently do the ignore, though. Let's move back to other questions that we got here. So actually, we'll have to end at the top of the hour, so I'm going to try and get through this as quick as I can. So Bean says, thanks, that got off. Is there a terrain builder system I can use, like a voxel system where I can just dig into the terrain or add on to it? I saw some terrain, but I don't know if that was built outside of NEOS. Not to that level. It's not like how some of those like voxel-based games, Hydroneer comes to mind, we can just like dig a massive hole. Or like some of the Minecraft inspired games where you can just like dig more sort of smoother terrain in. Not like that, no. But the terrain editor that we do have in game is cool for making just sort of like larger, more general structures. We're able to say like, here's a hill, here's a mountain, here's a valley, etc. But you wouldn't be able to be like, I want the mountain to be in the shape of my favorite dog, Potato Munchkin. That's you'll need the outside terrain systems for that. And that's because the outside terrain systems have like brushes and you can go in and you can brush onto that terrain with various sets of brushes and pull things around such that it looks how you want it to look. You can sometimes get away with just like drawing like a height map and to make terrain as well. Again, then there's like a loss of detail. Jelly says that they're in a session and someone spawned stuff and it wasn't visible, interactable into almost an hour. That's a synchronization thing. Check your queued packets. There are various ways to do that, various UIs, various spawnable thingy mabobs. There's even a logics node for it. Queued packets are basically how many messages are waiting on the server to be delivered to you. And if all of your queued packets are zero, then that means you are up to date with the server. There's nothing being waited. There's nothing waiting to come down to you. There you go. To get that sentence the right way around. Nitrous 96 says, I was wondering what the status of the Quest 2 port of NEOS is. It is in the Android testers channel. If you don't have Patreon at $12 or more, you cannot see it. It is a testing build. It is not suitable for mainstream use. It crashes about every 45 minutes for various reasons. And if you go into average session on NEOS, you'll probably crash due to the amount of blend shapes that exist on people's avatars right now. More work needs to happen on it before it become mainstream and before it can become optimized. That work is not happening right now. See in the announcements channel. So that's really this day, isn't it? Okay. Solder has further expanded the question. Totally fine that that happens. Just keep on asking the question in different ways till I actually answer something that makes sense and we'll get there. I apologize for that. So they said that they're making a game and are struggling to sync the game state because there's almost no documentation about sync. What type of stuff would you like to sync? So as an example here, if you'd like to sync like ammo on a gun, you might want to sync that locally or something like that. You need to learn a couple of preset thingies. So you would need to learn, take a look at dynamic impulses, dynamic variables, cloud variables, and just logics in general, and then you should know how to sync. It isn't something that like you usually need to think about, and that's why there isn't much documentation on it, right? Because you don't usually need to do, like when it comes to game design, you don't usually need to do synchronization with NEOS. You just need to know the tools that are available and build the game around that. There is a video I did recently about mindable ore in a game that will sync across everyone without any additional work. In that mindable ore tutorial, you have to hit a pickaxe 3 times into an ore node and it will drop a piece of ore, which is an item. None of that has to be synced manually by you. The moment you hit it once with a pickaxe, every single user, provided they're not queued, of course, will get a message that you've hit it and that you need to hit it two more times before it comes out. Like, you don't need to do anything extra there. Alex has found a skipped question, which is fantastic. Thank you for doing that. So Alex has pointed to it. Is there a good guide for explaining layering for worlds, like separation or instancing? No. Be careful when you're doing that. Like, if you're doing it for culling? If you're doing it for culling reasons, fantastic. For culling, you need to keep in mind that people will insist that they need to be in noclip, even when they don't need to be in noclip. So you'll have to do some sort of culling system that works in noclip. That's one of the reasons why I haven't documented it, because I just disagree with that. I'm like, if you need culling, you should not be in noclip. Noclip is called noclip because you don't clip. We actually had a GitHub issue a long time ago, which is like, can you make noclip clip? And I'm like, no, we can't make noclip clip. So by my knowledge, there isn't any guide on it. But what you're looking for is culling system. If you ask in other channels in Discord for a culling system, some people will show you what they've got. Nitrous asks if there's any plans to optimize the game. Yes. Optimization is like always something I'm thinking about, but always something everyone else is thinking about as well. That's also why sometimes features don't come out as quickly as you would like. We could quite easily throw out collections tomorrow, for example, but it would not be optimized. There'd be more queue packets. You'd all be largely and holistically more frustrated than the lack of collections. That's why it doesn't exist. We're always planning on optimizing it. Fruks has a list of stuff they just need to do to be more optimized. And with that, we've reached the bottom of the questions. So I want to give, I should have given this at the start, but I do want to give one more message to anyone that's still listening here. Slots do not cause lag. Stop proliferating that rumor. I will chase you with cat gifs until you stop. I was in several worlds over the week and people were like, yeah, slots cause, they don't. Slots count, the slot count of an avatar, the slot count of an item is a symptom, not a cause. The symptom is there are a lot of slots. And the reason why there are a lot of slots is because there's too much on that particular system. So if you want to optimize an avatar, start by removing systems. Don't remove slots, remove systems. Do you need to tell us your favorite cabbage variety above your head in your name badge? Do you need to tell me your FPS? Do you need to tell me your battery control level? Do you need to tell me that your local time? Do you need to tell me the weather in your location? Do you need to do any of that? No, you don't. So remove that. Remove that. Before you start removing slots, remove systems. Do you need a gun at your hip for every single session that you're in? No, remove that. Do you need a custom inspector parented to your avatar? No, spawn it in with the tool when you need to build. Let's move. So just think about like it's like a stacked order of things, because like Electronus points out, like Shifty has said that. Slot transforms due to IK cause some lag. Yes, they do cause some lag, but not compared to the like a million systems that are on your avatar that you don't need. Like, it's all relative, right? So think about what you're loading into the world before you think about how many slots it has. Because like the slots are just a symptom, right? If it's a complicated system, it's going to have a lot of slots. And if it's complicated, it's probably causing lag by itself and doesn't need to care about the slot count. Like, I could probably rig up a 1 million slot thing that has the same performance as, like, one Rex avatar. It's not slots. Moving forwards to the last few questions. Cloud Sports says, your vision-aware virtual worlds building and hanging out and special communities are. I don't quite understand the question. I don't personally have a vision there. I just want to enable people to, like, build cool shit. And that's the vision. I know that's a poor answer, but like it's difficult to answer that one unless there's more specificity about what's going on. Just notice that you clarify some specificity there by saying curious about where things are headed. You can see our roadmap that's on the GitHub, which has all the sort of features that we're looking for and stuff like that. Aside from those features, the general goal is to just enable you guys to create more and more stuff with more and more tools, more and more abilities, and to be more optimized and easier to use. So that's our like forward progression. Okay, moving forwards to Nitrous's next question. How do I go about completely wiping my home worlds because I messed up and now have a giant Miku that I can't delete? You can delete that. Open up the inspector and just go through each item in the inspector and you'll find the Miku and you can delete it. You can reset those home worlds, but it'll be a lot easier to just go through the inspector and find that Miku, and you'll also learn about how to do that process for next time that that happens. I don't know if anyone in here was aware, was around. We were in Ravi's nest world, and I noticed in the middle of spawn was a single flame badge, and Syro then spent like 30 minutes trying to figure out where that flame badge was, and we eventually got there. Like, we eventually found it. It was a null parented slot, which sometimes does happen. It's a bug, and it's problematic. And then, so Nitro has a second question, which is, I've seen people with custom menus of different sounds. What mod is that? That's not a mod. That's another thing. Like, I like the policy. Like, I wrote the policy on modding. The modding community are fantastic. If there's one thing I could say, and, you know, you're entitled to go do your own research, etc., it's stop looking for mods when you initially join the game. Learn about our existing features before you go look for mods. Like, we had someone in the modding Discord the other day asking for a mod to enable flying, and it's like, that's just part of Neos. You can just fly. You don't need a mod for that. And so, again, for custom menus of different sounds, you don't need a mod for that. You just build it. When building those things, do keep in mind that some users, myself included, are sound sensitive and that we don't care when you open up your context menu. And so if you should, for example, use Kingdom Hearts sound effects from the menu noises of Kingdom Hearts on the global audio channel at 150% volume every time you open your context menu, I'm likely to kick you from my world. It is, like, no offense, like, I'm not angry of you. I just don't want to hear Kingdom Hearts music menu every time you open your context menu. So don't do that. Maybe play it locally and maybe make it situational. If it's locally, actually, I don't care. But, like, if it's not local, make it situational and make it sound reasonable. When I open up a context menu, I don't want to hear the entire Halo soundtrack, you know, the choral, like, R's and O's from the main soundtrack. Don't need that. Don't know why anyone does. Please don't do it. Okay, I'm going to go through these really, really quick. I do have to go at the top of the hour, as I said. Electronus says, I want to know about more slot transforms. What exactly is that, and what would be the way to minimize that? That's about calculating where a slot is relative to another slot. So I don't know, and I'm not going to give out false information, so I don't know. But I would theoretically say that parenting logic systems to the top of your avatar would probably be best, as there are less transforms there. But again, it's not about slots. Just reiterate that. It's just like... Anadia Shark says, when you talk about slots, what do you mean by slots? Every clothing option reduces performance even if it's not in use. If you're familiar with Unity, VRChat, stuff like that, slot is basically an empty game object. It's anything with a transform, anything in the hierarchy that appears on the left side of Neos, of Unity. Over in Unity, it's called game object. Over here, it's called slots. It's basically just like a position, a rotation, and a scale of which things can be attached to, including other slots. So you want to keep that count low, but you want to look at other stuff before you worry about slot count. So if you're like, yes, my avatar is 800 slots, but it also has like 50,000 Logix nodes on it that are talking to a WebSocket server, so I can see the temperature of your hamster's rear end, that's probably what's causing lag and not the slots. Soldat says, what's the best and most optimized way to do quaternion look rotations? Check the components. We have transform drivers, look at user, and auto look at user. I don't know the difference between all those three. I just pick one and mess with it till it works. And if it doesn't work, I'll load the other ones and take a look at those. Those are the best ways to do it because those are the simplest ways. You don't have to do any of the math yourself. You just put in some details and it'll do the look rotation for you. We also have in Logix, we have math rotation, and then there is look rotation as a node, which would work in a similar way to how the Unity function would work, if you're familiar with that one. I used that one the other day. Both of those are as optimized as we can get them. So use those. Don't, wherever possible, see if there's a node that does the mathematical calculation for you, because in those aspects, we're able to optimize it for you. Basement says, what's wrong with the entire Halo soundtrack? The Halo soundtrack is fantastic. Someone opening their context menu and then a Halo spawning around it, the Halo from Halo, and then the choral main track going off whilst they fumble around with equipping a tool and then close it again. Not cool. Aaron says that that's not an actual question. Great, skipping it. No more questions after Aaron. I gotta run. It's getting late, but I'll get Olaf's and I'll get Nate's. Olaf says, which tutorial subjects you plan to cover in the near future? I don't know. I had the COVID booster yesterday and I'm alternating between shivering and boiling. everyone's like, you should skip office hours. And I'm like, no, I've been doing office hours like every week for a solid like year. I'm not losing my streak. So I don't know today, maybe some tomorrow, who knows. I want to do, like I said, I want to do random object spawner, and I want to do a few on stuff which I just see questioned and aren't covered that may involve some of the walking animation stuff, etc. But like, it basically is like when I start recording, it's what I feel like. It used to be I could do like, I knew what I was planning out because I hadn't done tutorials on everything, but now it's harder and harder to find something that I like go, yep, I can do that. Nate Wrench says, can we filter worlds that have potato modes? Yes, if you would like to contact a user that has a potato mode in their world and ask them to add the potato tag to their world tags, then you'll be able to search for worlds by the potato tag, and then you'll be able to find worlds that have the potato modes. Worlds can have tags. Tags are very powerful. Make sure that your worlds have appropriate tags. If your world is a game, make sure it has the game tag. If it's a piece of art, make sure it has the art tag. Ice Glitch asks, when is the office hours hosted each week? I will post a wiki link in just a moment. And my last final message before I go, because I really do have to run, is make tickets. If someone is bad to you in a session, if they harass you, if there's a problem, if you want to get someone banned because you don't like them, moderation.neos.com. We won't penalize you for invalid tickets. We would rather hear about it. Moderation.neos.com. Best way to get in touch with moderation. Fastest way to get in touch with moderation. Thank you. And goodbye.